Jeff Hopp in the Big Game Room. And I'm here today with a review of Glassdoor for you. Now, I'm looking at the web-based version of it. I'm not looking at the mobile app. So I'll do that review on another occasion. But for today, I'm just going to do a review of the website and the content that it provides. Now, like many sites, Glassdoor carries job listings. And that's certainly useful. There are a million places to get job listings. This is a decent place to do it. But the place where I think Glassdoor has its greatest value is in the employee reviews, if you look at them through the correct eyes. Now, generally, there are three types of reviews here. Number one, the very disgruntled employee. Oh, this place is horrible. The management is awful. All the complainers and whiners. You have to look at those reviews and kind of strip out the emotional tone to it. These are people who failed at the organization. That's the way it is. But is there a kernel in there that's useful to you? Good. Is there something in there that is confirmed by someone else? That's even better. Sometimes there are reviews in there that look like they're stacked for management. Like I looked at a review for a former employer of mine, and you know, it's almost a verbatim line that recruiting firms use. You get what you put into it. Baloney. When all is said and done, you can look at some of the reviews that describe the firm as being perfect, idyllic, wonderful, management is spectacular. Throw it out. Don't even bother. Then there are ones that are very textured and measured in what they describe. And they're not two lines of fluff or two lines of hatred. Those are the perfect ones to read. So that's a second great feature on the site, or a great feature on the site. The other one, and this one isn't perfect, but I think it's very useful, and that is the one where there are users who've provided insight into interviews and how firms conduct their interviews. Now, I took a look at two of my clients there, and the reviews are pretty accurate. So are they always going to be accurate? No. One hiring manager hiring a developer may ask different types of questions than another hiring manager trying to hire a developer. But can you see a pattern there? What the firm is trying to evaluate and assess for? There are many types of jobs for which there are no interview data provided. But the ones that are, that could be very useful in your preparation for your interviews. So, you know, when all is said and done, Glassdoor, thumb up. This is Jeff Altman. I hope you found this video helpful. If you did and you're watching on YouTube, share it, leave a comment, click the like button, do something that lets people know it was worthwhile. Then come over to my website, which is thebiggamehunter.us, and go exploring. There's lots of good content to help you there with your job hunting, videos, podcasts. You can search positions I'm recruiting for. You can receive a complimentary subscription to either or both No BS job search advice or No BS hiring advice easings. And like I said, positions I'm recruiting for, you can post your resume to lots of sites for mine. There's information about my books and guides to job hunting. So come over to thebiggamehunter.us and go exploring. A few final things. First of all, if your firm's trying to hire someone, tell me. Let me know who to contact. Let me know whether I can mention your name. I want to help firm staff positions. If we're not already connected on LinkedIn, send me a connection request. My page is linkedin.com/in/thebiggamehunter. Use my email address so you don't have to use a connection request or an email to try and connect with me. And finally, if you have a question about job hunting, everyone does, but most people make the mistake of asking the wrong people for advice. You know, friends, colleagues, managers, family, former managers, people who know as little as you do. Instead, contact me through liveperson.com, where I'm a job search and career coaching expert. This is Jeff Altman. Have a great day. Take care.